Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Pariva Jagacharja Hastudarasata Sri Sriman, His Divine Grace. Hey, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON Founder Acharya's Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki, Raj Granth Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Lady Subhadra Mahanani Ki, Sri Sri Gaurnathai Ki, Sri Palad Nasringadev Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Tai Go Pemarandi. Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Gauranga. Is everybody awake? Everybody's getting enough sleep and enough prasad? Yeah?
Времена за одмор?
Ja?
Да?
Си, но?
Да или не?
Can we test if you're awake or not?
Дали можемо и...
We do the Garanga barometer test.
А дали можемо проверити дали сте будни?
If you can call out loud the name of Garanga.
Те ще бити колко гласно можете узвикнути име Горанге.
You ready?
Спремни сте?
Gauranga! Gauranga! Now his brother. Nityananda! Nityananda! You're more awake than I am.
Pa vi ste budni nego što sam to ja.
You passed the test, very good.
Prošli ste test sa odličnom, sa vrlo dobrom ocjenom.
Always remember that. Never forget Gauranga. Always remember Gauranga.
Nikad nemojte zaboraviti Gaurangu i uvijek ga se sjećajte.
Taha go, laha go, taha go, kaha Gauranga, laha Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga, taha Gauranga, laha Gauranga, namre. That's our mantra. Always remember Gauranga, worship Gauranga, chant the name of Gauranga.
To je naša mantra. Uvijek sjećajte Gauranga, pjevajte njegovo ime, obožavajte Gauranga.
That's Lord Nityananda's prayer. He sings that all the time. Just chant Lord Gauranga's name, remember Gauranga, worship Gauranga.
To je molitva Nityananda Prabhuva. Uvijek je izgovara. Pjevajte ime Gauranga, sjećajte ga se i obožavajte ga.
And you'll always be with Gauranga.
I tako ćete uvijek biti sa Gaurangom.
That means you're not here anymore. You're not in the material world. You're with Gauranga.
To znači da više niste ovdje. Niste u materijalnom svijetu, već ste s Gaurangom.
So, again, we begin a seminar on Vaishnava etiquette. This is the third in a series of four.
Dakle, ponovo ćemo započeti s našim seminarom o Vaishnava etiketi. Ovo je treća lekcija u nizu od četiri.
And I always begin by reading this statement by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, fourth chapter, verses 129. Through 131.
Uvijek počinje s ovom izjave Čaitanja Mahaprabhuva iz Čaitanja Čaritamrite Antija Lila 4, stihovi 129-131.
My dear Sanatan.
Dragi moj Sanatan.
So he's talking to Srila Sanatan Goswami.
Obraća se Srila Sanatan Goswami.
Although you are the deliverer of the entire universe.
Iako si ti sposoban izbaviti cijeli univerzum.
And although even the demigods and great saints are purified by touching you.
Iako su čak i polubogovi i veliki sveci pročišćeni samo dodirnuvši te.
It is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnava etiquette.
Svejedno, odlika je bhakte da se pridržava i štiti Vaishnava etiketu.
Maintenance of the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee.
Pridržavanje Vaishnava etiketi je ukras bhakte.
So again we explain how that's the outstanding when people see a devotee, they always see their characteristics, their behavior. So that's like our ornament. Our ornament should always be ornamental.
Dakle, to je posebna karakteristika, izuzetna karakteristika bhakte. I kada ga ljudi vide oni primijete to, jer takva je odlika, zato se ona kaže da je ona poput ukrasa.
And what is the characteristic of that ornament?
Kakve su karakteristike tog ukrasa?
One of the characteristics, anyway.
Jedna od njih zapravo.
Who knows? We mentioned that the last 2 days.
Ko zna, to smo spominjali u prošla dva dana.
What is that quality?
Showing respect.
Yeah, exactly. Showing respects to all living entities.
Pokazivati poštovanje svim živim bićima.
And we always can do that. There'll be no disturbances from the material energy.
I onda nećemo morati trpjeti nikakve neugodnosti od strane materijalne prirode.
Of course, giving respects means according to situation, according to position, but one should know that, and that's what it means to learn the Vaishnava etiquette.
I odavati poštovanje, naravno odavati poštovanje znači u skladu sa mjestom, u skladu sa kvalifikacijama, ali to se uči i zbog toga trebamo poznavati Vaishnava etiketu.
So, as Prabhupada said, a devotee is a gentleman, a gentle lady, always giving respects, always giving regards to others.
I kao što je Prabhupada rekao, Vaishnava je gentleman, on uvijek odaje poštovanje, uvijek zna cijeniti druge.
Now, that doesn't mean one associates with Maya. Does that mean that one is always seeing within the heart that person, Krishna, is in their heart?
Normalno, to ne znači da se takav bhakta druži s Majom, već da je svjestan da je u srcima, tih ljudi Krishna prisutan.
If someone is in Maya and you think I should give respect to them by being in Maya with them, then that is something different.
Ako je neko u Maji i mi mislimo da ga trebamo poštovati na taj način što ćemo skupa s njim biti u Maji, to je već druga stvar.
That means giving respects means always according to the situation, we, for some people we worship them and serve them, for others we make friends, for others we try to be compassionate and help them enter Krishna consciousness.
Normalno, sve to se izvodi u skladu sa položajem. Neke ljude obožavamo i služimo, s drugima sklapamo prijateljstva, a prema drugima smo samilosni uzdižući ih do svjesnosti Krishna.
Some people we give respects by avoiding them.
A nekim ljudima odajemo poštovanje izbjegavajući.
So that's also a type of respect because that's what they need.
To je isto jedna vrsta poštovanja jer to je ono što njima treba.
So we have to know we should understand these different categories of people.
Stoga trebamo razumjeti te različite kategorije ljudi.
So Lord Chaitanya goes on to say, if one transgresses the law of etiquette, people make fun of him.
I gospodin Chaitanya nastavlja, ako neko kršite zakone etikete, onda ljudi mu se podsmijevaju.
And thus he is vanquished both in this world and the next.
I tako on gubi oslonac kako u ovom, tako i u idućem svijetu.
Okay, so like in any culture, in any circle of activities, there's always a way to act, and if one is not following properly, it looks strange, it looks weird from those who know.
Dakle, u svakoj kulturi, na svakom polju djelovanja postoje pravila koje osoba treba slijediti i ukoliko ih ne slijedi, onda njegovo ponašanje je zaista čudno.
Okay, so we spoke about etiquette amongst different types, classes of people, amongst juniors, seniors, and equals.
Dakle, govorili smo o etiketi među različitim tipovima ljudi, među nadređenim, među jednakim, među mlađim.
We spoke about etiquette and how to correct others in a proper way.
Govorili smo o tome kako ispravljati druge na pravilan način.
So, there's a whole list of categories here. There's etiquette in management, etiquette in the temple room.
I ovdje imamo cijelu listu različitih vrsta etiketa, kao na primjer pri menadžmentu u temple roomu.
Etiquette in kirtan, etiquette in public.
U kirtanu, u javnim prostorima.
In serving guests and serving life members.
Pri služenju gostiju i doživotnih članova.
Etiquette in serving and honoring prasadam.
Etiketa pri služenju i čašćenju prasadama.
Etiquette in holy places.
Etiketa na svetim mjestima.
How to properly deal with persons like Brahmins, Mayavadis, and persons from other sampradayas, is an etiquette for that also.
Zatim kako se pravilno obhoditi prema brahmanama, majavadijima, ljudima iz drugih sampradaja.
We spoke a little bit about etiquette between husband and wife yesterday. What is the proper understanding, proper mood?
Juče sam govorio malo i o etiketi između muža i žene, što je pravilno raspoloženje, kako izgraditi pravilan odnos.
So again, like yesterday, I'll ask if there's anyone who would like to offer. Yes. Kirtan in temple room.
Da.
Etiquette in kirtan and etiquette in the temple room.
Znači, govorit ćemo o etiketi pri kirtanu i u temple roomu.
Are you a temple devotee? No, that's interesting you're asking that. That's
good. Da ste hramski bakta? Ne. A, to je interesantno što onda postavljaš ovo pitanje.
Okay. So, actually, temple room etiquette is really, really important. And it's one of the biggest subjects.
Zapravo, etiketa ponašanje u temple roomu je vrlo bitna tema i također vrlo opširna.
Okay, so what's the first thing you do before you enter a temple?
Što radite prvo? Čak i prije no što uđete u hram.
You knock, or you ring the bell. You let Krishna know you're coming in, just
da.
Like when you walk in to come to someone's house. You knock on the door.
Da, pokucate ili pozvonite zvonce i na taj način date Krishna do znanja da ulazite, isto kao što kada idete u nečiju kuću, prvo pokucate na vrata.
You make a sound and that way you announce your appearance into the Lord's room.
Pokucate, ne, proizvedete neki zvuk i na taj način oglasite svoj dolazak u gospodinovu prostoriju.
So some temples they have the bell and others that when they don't, then we can make some sound knocking like that.
Da, neki hramovi imaju zvonce, a kada njega nema, onda možemo proizvesti neki zvuk, na primjer kucnuvši na vrata.
It's like if you live in your house and somebody just walks in, sits down. Well, what are you doing here?
Ako na primjer vi živite u svojoj kući i neko vam ušeta jednostavno, povedite ga, pa šta ti radiš ovdje?
In the same way, this is the Lord's house, the temple. This is where he resides in the form of his deity. So we announce our appearance. Of course, everyone is welcome.
I hram je gospodinova kuća. To je mjesto gdje on živi u obliku božanstva i zato prije ulaska trebamo pokucati. Normalno, svako je dobrodošao.
So what's the first thing we do after we enter?
Ako je prva stvar koju učinimo nakon što uđemo?
What else do you do? Pay your obeisances to who?
Odamo poštovanje kome?
To Srila Prabhupada? To the Vaishnavas or to the Lord? Which one first?
Kome odamo prvo poštovanje, Prabhupadu, Vaishnavama ili gospodinu?
If Vaishnavas first, if the temple door, if the deity room is closed.
Prvo Vaishnavama, ukoliko je deity room zatvoren.
You're not supposed to pay your obeisances to the Vaishnavas while the deity is open because that is considered a breach of proper etiquette.
Ne bi se trebali odati Vaishnavama poštovanje ukoliko su božanstva vidljiva, jer to bi značilo kršenje pravilne etikete.
Actually, it says no one should be worshipped before the Lord.
Nikoga ne treba obožavati ispred gospodina.
But if the spiritual master is there, then that injunction changes where one can worship the spiritual master in the presence of the, in other words, ones can pay their obeisances to Srila Prabhupada or even their own spiritual master in front of the Lord like that.
Međutim, ako je duhovni učitelj prisutan, onda se ta naredba mijenja, znači tada osoba može obožavati Srila Prabhupada ili čak svog živućeg duhovnog učitelja ispred božanstva, može odati poštovanje.
Because the connection with the Lord is through one's spiritual master, so that is proper.
Jer veza sa gospodinom se uspostavlja preko duhovnog učitelja i zbog toga je to pravilan način djelovanja.
And then, of course, a spiritual master, then we pay our obeisances to the Lord in the form of his deity.
I normalno nakon toga odajemo poštovanje gospodinu u obliku, njegovom obliku božanstva.
Okay, what are some of the things we don't do in the temple?
Što su neke od stvari koje ne činimo u templu?
Okay, there's a list. This is mentioned in Nectar Devotion. There's a list of things we should not do before the deity.
Sve je to opisano u Nektaru Devocije. Postoji niza stvari koje ne trebate raditi u temple roomu.
who's the Nectar Devotion Scholars here?
Ко е овде ученик на тему?
What are some of the things that are forbidden in front of the deity?
Кои се неки ствари кои се забранени?
To quarrel.
Сваѓате се со неким?
So that's one of them, and not to have a quarrel with anyone. That is considered a breach of etiquette, and that is also considered an offense.
Тоа се сматра кршење етикета и такоѓе и увредом.
You shouldn't quarrel at all, but in some cases, if you can't help it, at least go outside.
Uopće se ne bi se trebali svađati, ali oko nekim slučajima baš ne možete to izbjeći, onda je bolje ići vani.
Especially in front of the deity, it's offense. What's another thing we don't?
Posebno ispred božanstava je to uvreda. Što drugo ne činimo?
You can't touch your feet. Sitting is a very important part of. One should sit properly, and one should keep one's feet covered while they're sitting. Feet should not be exposed.
Sjedenje je jako bitno. Trebamo pravilno sjediti i ne trebamo i naša stopala treba biti prekrivena, treba biti vidljiva.
Ladies have their saris, men have their dhotis. We always keep the feet covered like that.
Zato mataji imaju sarije, a bakte drugi muškim tijelima imaju dhotije i tako su stopala prekrivena.
It's a hard one, huh?
A to je teška uputa za slijediti.
And especially if you should never put the bottom of your feet towards the Lord.
A posebno nikad ne bismo smjeli tabane okrenuti prema Gospodinu.
And sometimes we wear pants, and so it's a little bit of a problem.
A ponekad nosimo hlače.
So how are you going to cover your feet if you're wearing pants?
Tako da je malo teško prekriti stopala.
So you should do your best, but what I would suggest is you always keep a cloth, another cloth with you, and just cover your feet with the cloth like that.
Znači, dobro trudite se najviše što možete, međutim ja bih preporučio da uvijek nosite neki komad tkanine tako da si možete prekriti s njome stopala.
We heard how last night from Sachinandana Maharaj how he was explaining how Prabhupada was emphasizing how concerned he was that devotees were performing drama with their back towards the Lord, and how he wouldn't stop pushing that point until everyone understood clearly.
Jučer smo čuli Sačinandana Svamija kako je objašnjavao onaj događaj što na Prabhupadu se nije dopalo to što su bakte izvodili dramu leđima okrenutim prema Gospodinu i kako je Prabhupad insistirao na tome dok svima nije postalo potpuno jasno.
So sometimes we have to make a little inconvenience in our personal comfort in order to please the Lord and give the Lord proper respect. So
ponekad,
that we do, and we're happy to do that because that's the way, and that's the way we can show our concern and regard for the Lord and for the spiritual master's teachings.
Ponekad mi sebe moramo dovesti u neku neugodnost da bismo na pravilan način poštovali Gospodina i zadovoljili ga i to radimo sa zadovoljstvom zato što na taj način pokažemo da cijenimo Gospodina i učenja duhovnog učitelja.
Now paying obeisances, we should go back a little bit because this is one thing. How do we pay our obeisances?
A sad se vratimo na odavanje poštovanja. Kako to radimo?
What is the rule for paying obeisances? Or some of the point considerations when you pay obeisances? What to do and what not to do?
Koje su neke od stvari na koje trebamo paziti dok odajemo poštovanje, koje stvari trebamo izbjegavati? With both hands, we should touch the floor with both hands.
Yeah, it mentions in Nectar Devotion, both hands should touch the floor.
Spomenuto je u Ambrozi predanosti da oba dvije ruke trebaju zdobriti pod.
It says one should not pay obeisances on one hand.
Ne trebamo odati poštovanje s jednom rukom.
Because there's different parts of the body that should touch the floor.
Određeni dijelovi tijela moraju dotaknuti pod.
There's, let me see if I can find it here, it mentions there are five points. I can't find it here. But the thing is, now what do you do if you have beads in your hands?
Ali šta učiniti ako imate džapu u ruci?
Put it behind your back?
Stavite
that's okay.
Na leđa, to je u redu.
But the beads shouldn't touch the floor also. So what they do, what we do is that if you have your beads like this, you can keep one hand with the beads and keep the other hand underneath like that, and then like that.
Aha, znači ako imate džapu, možete staviti džapu u jednu ruku i drugu ruku staviti ispod i na taj način odati poštovanje.
Like that. Keep the hand with the beads on top of the hand without the beads and like that, and then play your bass just like
stav
that.
Tu ruku sa džapom stavite iznad ruke bez i na taj način odate poštovanje.
Let me see if I can, there's a picture of it in here.
Ima čak i slika toga ovdje.
Somewhere. Like this. I don't know if you can see this. You see that little guy there? He's playing his obeisances. He's got his beads up like that.
Vidite kako si on drži.
This is obeisances like this. And then this is not what to do. You can see that? I know it's pretty hard to see from where you are.
Znači, malo je teško vidjeti, ali ovdje je pokazano kako bi trebalo izvesti odavanje poštovanja, a kako nije dobro.
So we try to avoid and... So okay, obeisances are with 8 angas.
Odavanje poštovanja sa 8 angi.
Your feet, your knees, your chest, your hands, your head, your sight, mind and words. So there are 8 points. Your feet should touch the floor.
Znači tu stopala trebaju dodirnuti pod koljena.
Your chest.
Grudi, prsa.
Hands.
Ruke.
Head.
Glava.
Your sight should be
vid,
not
pogled.
Like you're just like some people are like.
Znači ne trebamo okrenuti glava, like glavu, pogled treba biti prema dolje.
His heads down. Mind also, and when you also then you say your pranams, which are your words.
I pranam ili riječi.
So that's the 8 angas.
To su osam angi.
Like that. That's dandavats.
To je dandavat.
Yeah, that's the dandavats. That's the full obeisances.
Puno odavanje.
Yeah. You know, we are, sometimes we don't pay the full obeisances. Then there's 5 parts.
Ponekad ne odajemo puni dandavat i onda ima 5 dijelova.
Your chest won't touch the floor. Then.
Onda tvoja prsa neće dotaknuti, vaša prsa neće dotaknuti pod.
Okay. So this is yoga.
To je yoga.
This is like people practice different yoga exercises. This is yoga. Certain postures in order to express a certain moods of devotion like that.
Ljudi vježbaju jogu i onda to su samo ovo isto jedan vid joge da sa različitim tjelesnim dijelovima odajemo poštovanje.
Obeisances means you're offering yourself in submission to the spiritual master, to the Lord.
Odavanje poštovanja znači sa poniznošću se predajete duhovnom učitelju.
Have you ever seen sometimes people pay their obeisances and the head is on its way down and it's going, is it going to make it? Not quite. Gets that far back up. Doesn't quite make it to the floor.
Da li ste vidjeli kada ljudi neki odaju svoje poštovanje, onda spuštaju glavu i da li će uspjeti, da li će dotaknuti pot, ali zamalo, nije došao baš do dolje i onda se digne.
You seen that sometimes? What that means to me, that says, when I say, he's not really surrendered.
A ono što meni to izgleda kao na osobu koja nije potpuno predana.
Doesn't want to head all the way down means there's a mood of surrender.
Ako neko ide skroz do dolje, to znači da je u raspoloženju predanosti.
So be careful.
Zato budite pažljivi.
So okay, so that's obeisances. Okay, what else don't we do in the temple?
Što drugo ne činimo u hramu?
What are some of the other restrictions? We don't quarrel.
Koje su
druga? We don't touch our feet and we also cover our feet.
Druga pravila, znači ne dotičemo stopala, prekrivamo ih.
Anyone else? Yes.
Što drugo? We mustn't speak loudly in front of.
Very good. We shouldn't talk loudly.
Ne bi trebali glasno govoriti.
We talk softly.
Tiho pričamo.
Like that. And of course, there is also a certain content of our talks. We shouldn't. So that's also mentioned here.
I što se tiče sadržaja onoga što govorimo također.
Don't talk loudly, but talk softly, and avoid what kind of talk in front of the deities.
govorimo tiho, neglasno i izbjegavamo kakve vrste razgovora?
Prajalpa. But what some of the things that are contained in prajalpa?
Koje su neke stvari koje su sadržane u prajalpi?
Don't criticize another person, even softly.
Nemojte kritizirati drugu osobu, čak i tiho.
Don't, what we say, what else is to say? My, of course, yeah, indulge in prajalpa, but don't speak lies.
Nemojte izgovarati laži.
That's also prajalpa. Don't praise anyone in front of the deities.
Nemojte nikoga slaviti ispred božanstava.
Yeah, it's, of course, the quality of a Vaishnava is always they want to find the good in others, and we like to speak about it. But that we should avoid in front of the deities.
Odlika bhakti je da uvijek želimo vidjeti dobro u drugima i govoriti o tome. Međutim, to trebamo izbjegavati ispred božanstava.
But if we happen to do it, it's not so serious.
Ali ako se dogodi da to učinimo, to i nije tako strašan prekršaj.
But still, the injunction is, don't praise, don't criticize.
Ali ipak naredba je ne nikoga nemojte slaviti, nikoga nemojte kritizirati.
And if you do praise, you know, then it's not an offense, but still it's recommended we avoid that in front of the deities.
Ako nekoga slavite, to nije zaista uvreda, ali ipak je preporučeno da se izbjegava ispred božanstva.
Don't become angry with someone, don't talk harshly, speak ill names.
Nemojte se ljutiti na nikoga, nemojte grube riječi koristiti, nemojte pogrdne riječi koristiti.
So all these things, don't criticize the demigods, I don't think we do that, but
nemojte kritizirati polubogove.
Okay, so these are some things about talking.
I to su neke stvari koje se tiču govora.
Don't talk loudly. In other words, if you have to talk to someone or on the other side of the temple, call out, you know. It's not good. You always go over there and speak like that.
Nemojte govoriti glasno. Nije da ako nekoga trebate dozvati sa druge strane temple rooma na sav glas viknete. Ne, priđete mu.
Okay, now here's one thing that I noticed devotees are not too much aware of. When the curtains open, what do we do?
E sad ima jedna stvar za koju vjerujem da o kojoj vjerujem da bakte nisu jako svjesni. Kad se
What's
otvori
zavjesa. First thing you do when the curtains open?
Što napravimo prvu stvar kada se zavjesa otvori?
Who knows?
Ko zna?
You said something? Okay. Someone? Look at the deities.
Pogledamo božanstvo.
Sometimes we just go diving down. You dive onto the you tell your patients, it's like, you know, Krishna's there and Radharani's there and all of a sudden everybody goes
ponekad samo,
so Krishna looks at Radharani, where did they go?
Ponekad samo padnemo,
they were just here. Didn't you see them? Oh, there they are.
Nekad samo padnemo, a Krišna je tamo i Radharani je tamo. I onda Krišna pogleda Radharani i kaže, pa di su odjednom svi nestali? Sad su bili ovdje. Aha, pazi ih dolje na podu.
So when the curtains open, you take a minute and you greet the Lord. You just like you acknowledge, you know, you look at him. And there's a way of looking before you pay obeisances.
Znači, kada se otvore zavjese, uzmite si jedan trenutak da pogledate gospodina, da na taj način prepoznate njegovo prisustvo i onda odate poštovanje.
Who knows what is that mood? How do you look at the Lord? What is the way we do it?
A kako to učinite? S kojim raspoloženjem trebate pogledati gospodina? Da li neko to zna?
Of course, this altar is, I mean, it's, you really have to have, like, you have to have eyes like Lord Indra, with eyes all over the body. But
naravno, s ovim altarom je malo teže, trebate imati oči poput Indre, da biste mogli sve sagledati.
All of a sudden you get 80 darshans at once, you know.
Dobijete 80 darshana odjednom.
But in the temple there's, you know, usually two or three sets of deities. So the meditation is that we look at the Lord by putting our gaze at the feet, and then we bring the eyes up to the top of to the face, and then back down to the feet, and then we offer obeisances.
Znači,
that's the etiquette. Yeah.
Pravilni pristup etiketa je da u svojoj meditaciji, u stvari pogledamo gospodina prvo u lotosova stopala i onda krenemo na gore, dignemo pogled do lica, ponovo se vratimo do stopala i onda odamo poštovanje.
Because feet denote devotional service, so we want to serve the Lord. So we indicate that by gazing at his feet and bringing the eyes up, the transcendental form of the Lord, back down, and then again, then we pay obeisances. It only takes a few seconds.
Dakle, za to je potrebno samo nekoliko sekundi, ali to je naznaka naše želje da služimo gospodina. Zato ga prvo pogledamo u stopala. Onda podignemo pogled gore prema njegovom transcendentalnom tijelu i onda ponovo na stopala i tada odamo poštovanje.
Then of course, if the arti begins, then we participate. But say it's darshan arti. What do we do when we're standing there taking darshan of the deity?
I normalno sada ako je
adati. What is our consciousness? What are we looking? Who knows what is the proper consciousness when taking darshan of the deity?
Ako je arati, u toku normalno uzimamo učešće u njega. Međutim, recimo da je darshan arati. Ako smo došli uzeti darshan gospodina, odamo poštovanje i ustanemo. I sada, što bismo trebali raditi? Kako bi trebalo biti na svoj...
There's three things you should put in your mind when you're taking darshan.
Za vrijeme darshana, tri stvari morate imati na svome umu.
What is the first thing?
Ko je prva?
Glorification of the Lord, yes.
Slaviti gospodina, da.
You think of the Lord's glories, you think of the Lord's pastimes, you think some about the greatness and glory of the Lord.
Mislite na gospodinove slave, mislite na gospodinove zabave, na njegovu veličinu.
That's actually the second.
To je stvari druga ovoga misao.
The first one is, what is the first?
Prva, gratitude maybe? And we greet him.
We did that, and after we got up and greeted him from the obeisances, then what the first thing we think about?
Expressing gratitude, maybe.
Yeah. We explain to the Lord. We say we feel within our heart, and I'm most fallen. I'm so wretched. I'm such a, you just. In a spirit of humility, and you just try to explain or make your feelings that I'm just so unqualified.
Da, sa stavom poniznosti izrazimo gospodinu svoje osjećanje. Ja sam tako nekvalificiran, ja sam tako bijedan, ja sam tako pao.
It's not that you go and you see the Lord and you just explain how great you are and how many nice things you did in his service and so many things like that.
Nije da kad vidite gospodina, onda mu objašnjavate kako ste vi uzvišeni, koliko ste prekrasnih stvari služeći ga postigli.
In other words, we should feel humble before the Lord. That is it. And that humbleness is expressed by offering these types of prayers, and this are prayers of humility. In other words, prayers of humility.
Trebamo osjećati se poniznim pred gospodinom i ta se poniznost izražava nuđenjem tih molitvi poniznosti.
And then the second is glorifying the Lord, and the last is, what do we do? What's the third point?
Znači, to je prva, druga je slavljenje gospodina, a treća?
What is praying for mercy mean?
Molimo za milost.
Praying for service.
Molimo
Please,
se za...
Lord, give me an opportunity for service. Please engage me in your service.
Gospodine, molim te, pruži mi, omogući mi da te služim, molim te... uključujemo u svoju službu.
So now it's nice if we can remember these things when the deity appears, then we have something to meditate on. And although there's three simple points, each point is broad because you can expand on each point and think about different things within each point.
Da, lijepo je ukoliko možemo u svom sjećanju zadržati ove tri jednostavne stvari. Jer na taj način znamo na što meditirati, o čemu razmišljati kada vidimo božanstvo. I oni izgledaju kao vrlo jednostavne poante, ali se mogu proširiti u velikoj mjeri.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is what is another feature of temple activity? Yes, regards to the deity, seating, talking. Dress and appearance, how we appear, how we dress. We should always be clean, neat, have tilak on.
Znači, kako se oblačiti, trebamo uvijek biti čisti, uredni, sa tilakom.
Should not wear clothes you slept in front of the deity.
Ispred božanstva ne se ne trebamo pojavljivati u odjeći u kojoj smo spavali.
Or clothes that you use for... taking care of nature.
Ili odjeću koju koristite za odgovaranje, u kojoj odgovarate pozivima prirode.
The camp is a little bit less strict because there's not so many facilities to do all these things, but in our regular temples we should be very strict with these things.
Normalno za vrijeme kampa možda nemamo sve mogućnosti da slijedimo sva ta pravila, međutim u istinskom hramu trebamo biti jako striktni što se tiče ovih stvari.
Okay. All right, so cleanliness, general behavior. One of the things we should always do is shut off our cell phones when we come into the temple.
Još jedna stvar koju trebamo uvijek učiniti prije nego što uđemo u hram jeste da isključimo mobitele.
It's one of the most, I think this is something we should add to the scriptures, no cell phones.
Mislim da to treba dodati u šastre, u spise, bez mobitela ulaziti.
And so all of a sudden, I saw a beautiful sign the other day, and it was when I was in Italy. I had a big picture of a cell phone, and it had a big circle and an X through it.
Ja sam
so I was thinking we should get that picture and put it all in our temples.
Negde u Italiji sam vidio jedan interesantan znak.
Mobile phones, they call them. Cell phones. In America they call cell phones, and in Europe they call them mobile phones.
Da, mobilni telefoni, to je bio, na slici je bio nacrtan jedan veliki mobitel i bio u krugu i prekrižen. Mislim da bismo...
For a few minutes we can just somehow or other take leave of the material energy while we're in the temple.
Barem za nekoliko minuta dok smo u templu trebali bi se odvojiti od te materijalne energije.
So better turn off your phones because really they disturb the lecture, they disturb other people like that.
Zato bolje isključite mobitel jer zaista uznemiravaju i lekciju i druge ljude.
Okay. So, okay. What are some of the other things? We should honor the Lord's prasad by accepting the garlands, the flowers, and the charinamrita offered to the deity. That's something we should be eager for.
Trebamo uvažavati gospodinov prasad s time što ćemo prihvatiti vijence, cvijeća, charinamritu, cvijeće. Trebamo biti željni doći do njih.
Okay. And then of course then the arti, and then we should participate enthusiastically in the arti.
I entuzijastično trebamo uzeti učešće u aratiju.
And then we have kirtan. And then you asked also about kirtan etiquette, right?
I onda isto o etiketi za kirtan ćemo sada.
So there's kirtan. Kirtan means congregational glorification of the Lord. It's for the pleasure of the Lord.
A kirtan znači skupno slavljenje gospodina i on je namijenjen za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
It's not a chance to show off.
To nije prilika za pokazati se, hvalisati se.
So dancing should be done properly.
Trebamo pravilno plesati.
Who knows the dancing pose that we have?
Ko znači plesni položaj koji mi koristimo?
Like this, the arms up, feet moving side to side. And Prabhupada said if you get a little ecstatic, then that's okay. But
znači ruke prema gore i stopala se mišu lijevo i desno, a Prabhupada rekao ako malo postanete ekstatični, to je isto u redu.
But we should avoid really rough dancing, which is sometimes dangerous.
Ali zaista trebamo izbjegavati grubo plesanje koje ponekad je i opasno.
Sometimes devotees they catch their hands like that and they spin like that and then everybody has to run.
Ponekad se bakte uhvate za ruke i vrte se, onda svi moraju pobjeći.
And then one person goes flying and then they just crash into the crowd and it's like, you know, it's like bowling or something.
Jedan bakta odleti i zabije se u gomilu, to djeluje kao kuglanje skoro.
I mean, I'm sure the ladies don't do that, but the men are just a little enthusiastic sometimes.
Siguran sam da matici to ne rade, ali ponekad su ovi muški bakta dosta entuzijastični.
That's a little dangerous.
To je malo opasno.
Also taking people and throwing them up in the air.
Isto, hvatanje ljudi i bacanje u zrak.
That can be dangerous. One of our leading sannyasis cannot dance because of that. He has permanent damage in his leg because some other person took him and threw him up in the air. And when he came flying, came down, he hit wrong. And then Now all the ligaments in his leg were destroyed because of that. His name was Niranjana Maharaj. Everyone knows him. He can't dance because somebody was too enthusiastic and just threw him up in the air. Three times. The first time, second time, and then the third time he came down. He told me this personally. He can't dance because of that.
Jedan od vodećih sanijasija našem pokretu, Niranjana s vami, on iz tog razloga ne može više plesati u kirtanu, zato što ga je neko pre entuzijastično bacio u zrak. To se dogodilo jedan put, dva put i treći put kad je pao, onda je iskidao sve ligamente na nozi i sada.
So we should watch this rough dancing. Treba
se čuvati tog grubog plesanja.
I mean, sometimes I get a little crazy, but you know, I try not to, always try to be careful not to crash into other people and be reckless. And again, and one of the things we should always remember that we should dance for the pleasure of the Lord and for the pleasure of the other devotees also.
I ja ponekad poludim i tako malo onda življe plešem, ali uvijek pazim da nisam nemaran ili da se ne zalećem u ljude i trebamo uvijek misliti da to što radimo plešemo za zadovoljstvo Gospodina i za zadovoljstvo Bhakta također.
And one thing always remember that keep your consciousness focused on the sound of the Maha Mantra. Sometimes when we're dancing we start focusing on the dancing and then we don't hear the mantra. But the mantra should always be chanted and heard nicely, that's kirtan. Even while we're dancing, our oral reception should be Maha Mantra.
I ono što je također važno je da naša svjesnost bude uvijek usredsređena na Maha Mantru, jer ponekad kada plešemo možemo zanemariti to i usredsrediti se na ples, ali ne, to nije pravilan pristup. Čak i kad plešemo, trebamo upijati mantru ušima.
Also leading, one should not be so eager to lead the kirtan. One should, you know, see it as a service to the Lord. One should be enthusiastic to lead, but one shouldn't think that I'm the great singer and I should always lead.
Osoba u principu ne bi trebala biti jako željna da vodi kirtan. Normalno treba biti entuzijastična i želiti to obaviti kao službu za Gospodina, ali ne treba misliti da je veliki pjevač i da uvijek ona to treba raditi.
I mean, I don't see that at all here, so. But if you go to America, it's amazing. Everybody wants to lead.
To ovdje ne mogu primijetiti. Takav mentalitet. Međutim, ako otiđete u Ameriku, vidjet ćete, svako želi voditi kirtan.
Sometimes they fight to who leads, you know.
Ponekad se svađaju oko toga.
Kind of crazy sometimes.
Tako da sve to postane malo otkačeno.
But the leader should be thinking of two things while he's leading.
A za vrijeme kirtana onaj koga vodi treba misliti na dvije stvari.
Let me lead nicely so the Lord is glorified.
Neka to učinim lijepo, tako da možemo slaviti Gospodina.
And the devotees are pleased.
I da bhakte budu zadovoljni.
Like that. So it's done again in a mood of service.
To se čini u raspoloženju služenja.
An opportunity to glorify the Lord, but to serve the devotees also.
Vidimo ga kao priliku da služimo, da zadovoljimo Gospodina i da služimo bhakte također.
Again, the point is, we do things in a mood of service.
Dakle, sve što radimo, radimo u raspoloženju služenja.
And another thing about kirtan is that mridanga players should follow the lead singer.
A što se tiče kirtana, oni koji sviraju mridangu trebaju slijediti osobu koja vodi.
Mridangas have a tendency to have their own little program going on.
Mridangisti imaju tendenciju da se stvore svoj vlastiti program.
And they pull, and if they're, you know, very good, they tend to pull away from the kirtan, and they can take over the lead just by their playing, you know.
I
so
ako,
they can change the way the kirtan is going.
Ako su jako dobri, onda mogu čak pokušati se izvući iz kirtana i zapravo oni preuzeti vođstvo.
They should be close to the lead singer and watch carefully and adjust their speed according to the lead singer's speed.
I na taj način promijeniti kirtan, ali ne, oni trebaju stajati blizu onoga koga vodi i uravnotežiti svoju brzinu, u smislu trebaju slijediti njegove pokrete.
So this is, there's many more things we can say. One thing is that, especially in Mangalarti should be very sweet.
Još mnoge stvari možemo reći, posebno što se tiče Mangalarati. Mangalarati treba biti onako tiha, slatka melodija.
Prabhupada wanted that. There's the Mangalarati melody.
Prabhupada je to želio, postoji posebna melodija za Mangalarati.
Prabhupada was very insistent that whoever is leading, they should lead the proper that melody for the Mangalarati.
I Prabhupada je insistirao na tome, kogod da pjeva, treba pjevati tu pravilnu melodiju.
Radha and Krishna are just waking up. They're just getting out of their transcendental sleep. And so it's very sweet and welcoming the Lord like that. So it's very soft, very gentle, very sweet, very melodious.
I Radha i Krishna se tek bude iz svog transcendentalnog sna i onda taj kirtan treba biti jako melodiozan, jako nježan, jako lijep.
And the Guru Vastaka prayers, whoever is leading, they shouldn't spend half the arati on the Guru Vastaka prayers.
Oni koji vode ne bi trebali pola aratija provesti pjevajući Guru Vastaku.
Singing, if now many of you here may know kirtan leaders, so you can also give this information to them if they're not here. But Guru Vastakam prayers shouldn't be too long, because Prabhupada always wanted chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be the main part of the arti.
Znači, Guru Vastaka molitve ne treba biti preduge. Prabhupada je uvijek želio da Hare Krishna mantra bude glavni dio aratija. I ukoliko ovdje možete vi isto informirati bhakte koji vode kirtane, ukoliko oni nisu svjesni ovih istina.
Say we have a 25-minute arti, we should be chanting Hare Krishna for at least 15 minutes of 25.
Recimo, ako imamo 25 minuta aratija, Hare Krishna barem 15 minuta bi trebali pjevati.
Yeah, Prabhupada would stop other persons from chanting if they were chanting other mantras, not he would say no, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Prabhupada bi druge osobe zaustavio u njihovom kirtanu ukoliko bi pjevali druge mantre i rekao im ne, pjevajte Hare Krishna.
Yeah. So that's important that we don't spend so much time on the other mantras nicely, but eventually you want to get to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Znači, ne poklanjamo previše vremena drugim mantrama. One su dobre, međutim, mi želimo doći konačno do pjevanja Hare Krishna.
Okay. All right, any questions on kirtan etiquette?
Da li ima pitanja koje se tiču etikete kirtanu?
Yes, Mataji, since you asked the question. In front means everyone should try to take darshan. Yeah. I think they want you to repeat the question.
On creation.
Yeah.
Da li stari bhakti bi trebali doći naprijed za vrijeme kirtana?
Should a senior devotees come in front during the kirtan?
Usually that's the etiquette.
Obično takva su pravila ponašanja.
But everyone should be eager to take darshan.
Ali svako treba željeti da dobije darshan.
Some temples we see that there's, you know, it's divided, men on one side, women on the other side.
U nekim templima je odvojeno, ovo postoji prostor za s jedne strane su muškarci, s druge žene.
Not everybody can be in the front.
Ali ne može svako biti naprijed.
But the etiquette is, yeah, usually if there's children, you know, they can be in the front, as long as that they're not disturbing.
Obično ako su tu prisutna djeca, ona trebaju biti naprijed, ali pod uvjetom da ne stvaraju uznemirenja.
Like that. So, but generally, yeah, the senior devotees stand in the front.
Da, ali uglavnom stariji bhakti stoje naprijed.
But my question is, who's the senior devotee?
Ali moje pitanje, ko je stariji?
And we know we have a way of defining senior devotees, but senior devotee is understood by Krishna, who has the most devotion. Not who has the most position.
E sada normalno mi postoje načini da utvrdimo ko je stari po kojima mi utvrđujemo starost. Međutim, to je o Krišni, onaj koji ima najviše devocije, on je najstariji, a ne onaj koji drži najveći položaj.
Position supposed to denote devotion, but not always.
Položaj bi trebao također izražavati devocijsko stanje, međutim to nije uvijek tako.
So everyone should get a chance to see the deity take darshan, but I think for proper arrangement we have to follow a certain protocol, certain etiquette.
Svako treba dobiti priliku da vidi božanstva, međutim uglavnom trebamo slijediti utvrđeni već protokol ili etiketu.
In some temples in America, the men stand in the front and the ladies stand behind them. But that is not what Prabhupada wanted. Actually, you know what? How Prabhupada wanted how we were supposed to stand.
U nekim krajima u Americi muški stoje naprijed, a žene stoje iza. Ali to nije ono što je Prabhupada želio. Da li zaista želite znati? Da li znate što je zaista? Kako je zaista Prabhupada htio da stojimo?
Actually, when Prabhupada first started the movement, he had the devotees stand in an interesting way.
Zapravo kad je Prabhupada započeo s pokretom, onda je postavio bhakte na vrlo interesantan
There
način.
There was an aisle way, a clear opening between the spiritual master and the deities.
Postojao je vidljivi prostor između božanstava i duhovnog učitelja.
And the men would be facing the women, and the women would be facing the men.
A muški bi bili s licem okrenuti prema ženama i ove prema njima.
Then to look at the deities, you would have to look sideways, and look at Prabhupada, you have to look the other way. So you had a choice if you wanted to look forward then you
I onda ako biste htjeli gledati prema
božanstvima. Yeah, that's the way they used to stand. If you see some of the old pictures in kirtans, that's the way they were, and they would dance and then they would be looking this way like it. And that way they would be dancing for the Lord, and then if you somehow or other had other desires, then everyone could tell.
Da, na taj način su stajali na početku. Prvo, ako su željeli gledati prema božanstvima.
Yeah, Prabhupada had that. That's the way you could see some of the old ways. I don't know if it's practical, but the point is that we should leave an aisle for Prabhupada to see the deities.
Da, znači na taj način ne znam da li je to više praktično, međutim ideja je da trebamo ostaviti prostor tako da Prabhupada može vidjeti božanstvo. Znači on je s jedne strane, božanstvo je s druge.
It's very hard here because there's so many devotees. So it's hard, but in our temples, very carefully make sure that aisle is there.
Ali ovdje je to malo teško, jer ima tako puno bhakta, ali u našim templima trebamo obezbijediti da taj prostor ostane otvoren.
I'm based in Chicago, and we have an interesting vyasasan. Prabhupada sits high, and there's some steps leading up to Prabhupada's seat, and Prabhupada is sitting at least 5 feet up in the air.
Ja prebivam u Chicagu i tamo u našem templu imamo zanimljiv vyasasan, do Prabhupada se dolazi putem stepenica i on sjedi na visini od minimum metar i pol.
Yeah. You got 5 feet in meters?
One and a half meter,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, about a meter and a half, yeah. So Prabhupada is up, so it's good, he can see the deities nicely.
Da, znači Prabhupada je gore i može vidjeti božanstvo.
And that's a good idea for our temples. Get Prabhupada raised up so that way there's never any blockage of Prabhupada's vision.
Da, to je možda dobra ideja za naše hramove. Trebamo podići Prabhupada i na taj način niko neće stati na put između njega i božanstva.
Okay, so that's. There was another question? Yes, Sarjana Asraya.
Drugo pitanje.
I'm sorry, can I just ask a question about offering obeisances?
Okay.
If I understood correctly from what you said previously. So when the deities are open, and I can offer obeisances when my spiritual master comes in. But when other sannyasi, I cannot.
Yes. Actually, it says, the scriptural injunction says... You want to translate that?
Znači kada uđe moj duhovni učitelj, onda smijem odati poštovanje, a neki drugi sanjaci onda ne. Da, tako je.
The scriptural injunction says one should offer only respects to the Lord No one else should be respected before the Lord. That's what it says.
Zapravo, naredba iz pisa je da samo se gospodinu treba odati poštovanje. Nikoga drugoga ispred božanstava ne treba obožavati.
But there's an exception to that. Because one spiritual master is worshipped on the same level of the Lord. And therefore, when one sees one spiritual master, one feels happy. And therefore, one can offer obeisances. But that is considered to be okay and acceptable and natural and devotional. But only for one spiritual master.
Ali ovo je iznimka zato što osoba osjeća se veoma jako joj je drag duhovni učitelj i on je njena veza sa gospodinom i obožava ga kao samo gospodina. Međutim, to se odnosi samo na njega, na nijednog drugog guru.
If one feels inspired to offer obeisances to someone else, they can do it within their mind.
A ako neko osjeća potrebu da oda poštovanje nekome drugome, to može učiniti u svome umu.
Like that. That's just as good.
To je jednako dobro kao i da odista odate poštovanje.
Sajjana Asraya.
Yes. My question is during the kirtan how many kartals should
Well, how many kartals?
Koliko kartala trebamo svirati za vrijeme kirtana?
Well, we have from Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party in Jagannath Puri during the Rath Yatra. There were 7 parties.
Za vrijeme Ratha Yatra festivala u Puriju, gospodin je organizirao sankirtan grupe. Bilo ih je 7.
Each party had four mridanga players.
Svaka grupa imala 4 svirača mridange.
I think it was 13 kartal players.
I mislim da je bilo 13.
Yeah, if I can remember correctly.
Ako se dobro sjećam, 13 karatala.
So that was kirtan in front of Jagannath carts and Rath Yatra. The kirtan parties were big. So I think in proportion to the size of the kirtan, we can have more or less.
Znači, da, to je bilo Puriju za veliki festival kola, međutim, vjerujem da proporcionalno sa veličinom kirtan grupe i broj karatala je manji ili veći.
But the point is, and this is the main point, the instruments should not drown out the voices.
Ali glavna stvar je da instrument ne treba prekriti glasove.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If it's the instruments are too loud, you can't hear the voices. Then it's more like a rock band, you know.
Ako su instrumenti moćni i prekriju zvuk, onda to je više nalikuje rock grupi.
Like that. So it should be like that. Okay, this lady here, you're next. Okay.
Primijetila sam za vrijeme kirtana kad te nekog ono slučajno udariš ili pokazaš za stopalo na bakti jednim drugima odaje poštovanje. Pa me to zbunja, ne znam kako je pravilno, ono, ispred božanstva je to, ne?
I've noticed that if you're in kirtan, if you step on somebody or incidentally kick him, then devotees offer obeisances to each other. I don't know what is this proper in front of deities.
No, you take your hand and you touch the person and you put it to your head like.
Ne,
that.
Samo dotaknete svojom rukom osobu i onda dotaknete svoju ruku.
That means you touched them accidentally. You made some. So you just take your hand, touch their shoulder like that, and just go like that.
Da,
that's a sign of respect and apology.
To je znak poštovanja i isprike kada dotaknete osobu rukom i onda svoju glavu dotaknete s tom rukom.
But gently, not like.
Ali nježno, ne ga tako.
You know, you do it gently. I'm so ecstatic, you know.
Tako sam u ekstazi da ću nekoga.
Gently.
Ne, nego nježno to izvesti.
That's the proper way. Okay.
To je pravilan pristup.
Not obeisances.
Nema opoštovanja.
The question is about paying obeisances. I'm not sure that I understand. When the person goes in the temple room, first he pay obeisances to the assembled Vaishnavas, right?
Yeah, as long as the curtains are not opened.
And then Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Da, kada uđemo u hram, znači prvo, ukoliko zavjesa nije otvorena, prvo damo poštovanje okupljenim Vaishnavama, onda Prabhupadu.
Okay.
U redu.
Is that
thank you.
Okay, thank you. There's this lady over here. Question. We're going one man, one lady back and forth here next. This is equal opportunity employer.
Так, всякому пружимо єднаку можливість.
Is it proper for Matajis to lead kirtan in the temple?
Дали є ispravno da Matajis vode kirtan u templu?
Yes, but they have to be able to lead.
Da, ali moraju biti zaista u stanju da to čine.
Not that everybody can sing just because we want. Only people who can lead should lead. Leading kirtan is there's a way to lead kirtan. One has to know how to lead a kirtan.
Normalno postoje principi po kojima se vodi kirtan i osoba ih mora poznavati.
In certain cases, when Prabhupada was present, he had certain ladies lead.
U određenim slučajima dok je Prabhupada bio na zemlji, on bi dao nekim matađima da vode.
But I don't want to sound like a male chauvinist.
Ne želim zvučati kao muški šovinist.
But generally that wasn't the general rule. The ladies led, you know, a few times, but mostly it was the men.
No, to nije bilo generalno pravilo. Nekoliko puta su vodile madaće, ali uglavnom su to činili muški.
Ladies should be given the opportunity to give class, dress the deities, lead kirtan, like that.
Matađima je bila data prilika da daju lekcije, da obožavaju božanstvo, da vode kirtane.
In New Vrindavan, there's a day we celebrate in America. I don't know if they celebrate in Europe. It's called Mother's Day. You celebrate that? In Europe also, there's a day you honor your mother.
Da, u Americi slavimo taj dan majke. Ne znam da li je to običaj u Evropi.
So on that day, in our temple in New Vrindavan, the ladies do the whole program.
I za taj dan u našem hramu New Vrindavanu, onda Mataji vode sve programe.
So they lead the Mangal Arati, Tulsi, Guru Puja, give class, like that.
Vode, znači, sve programe, daju lekciju i tako.
Serve prasadam.
Služe prasadam.
Everything. And so, I mean, it's a way of honoring our mothers. But at the same time, Prabhupada had certain ladies who were qualified. What was her name? Kosalya, if you know her mother, one of our senior mothers, Prabhupada's disciple, her name is Kosalya. Prabhupada would ask her to lead sometimes.
Ali Prabhupada je izbirao te matađe koje su zaista bile kvalificirane, na primjer kao Šalija, i Prabhupada bi ponekad dao da vodi kirtan.
Mother Jadarani, Prabhupada had her giving classes, Srimad Bhagavatam classes.
A majka Jadarani, ona je davala i lekcije ispred Prabhupada.
But one should be, you know, able to do it nicely, because you're doing it for the pleasure of the devotees, for the glorification of the Lord, like that.
Ali osoba treba biti u stanju to izvesti na fini način, zato što to radimo za zadovoljstvo gospodina, za zadovoljstvo bhakta, ne slavlje, u slavu gospodina, za zadovoljstvo bhakta.
And of course it's up to the temple leaders to make some program where the ladies get a chance to lead also.
I sad je to na liderima templova da oni organiziraju program na taj način da i matađe mogu uzeti učešće. Mm-hmm. Da vode.
Okay. Yes, you had a question? Yeah.
So I would like to ask you, Maharaj, it's one question in two parts. And the first one is, as you said, that we should offer obeisance only to our personal spiritual master when
in front of the deities. When the deities' curtains are closed, you can offer obeisances to anybody.
Kada su zatvorena božanstva, onda možete odati poštovanje kome god želite.
Yeah, and I would like to ask you, what is the proper in a situation? For example, as Mataji Adya was asking, when some sannyasi enter or other spiritual master the temple room, because in the Shastra is also mentioned, if we don't pay our obeisance to the sannyasi when we saw him first time on the day, that we should fast the whole day. And then how we should connect this to act properly.
Oh.
Pitao sam Maharaja da nam objasni, kao što je Mataji Adya pitala, da kad dođe neki sannyasi i tako neki u temple room, drugi bhakta, pa sada, rekao je Maharaj, da samo u svom ličnom, znači duhovnom učitelju odamo poštovanje, a on je Maharaj je rekao da kad su zavese otvorene, kad su zatvorene, možemo davati poštovanje svima. Ali pitao sam, u šastrama se kaže da kad sannyasi dođe, ako mu ne odamo poštovanje, kada ga vidimo prvi put tog dana, da treba da postimo. Pa onda sam pitao kako da povežemo to pravilno.
I think, yeah, we again, as I mentioned, you can offer your obeisances in your mind if it's in the temple. You can also fold your hands and just but to pay formal obeisances. And I think that is that etiquette is, you know, secondary to giving respects to the devotee, to the Lord like that.
Pa kao što sam već spomenuo, možete odati svoje poštovanje u umu i sklopiti svoje dlanove, jer taj princip odavanja poštovanja je sekundaran u odnosu na poštovanje gospodina u hramu.
How many actually follow that when they, if they see a sannyasi and they don't pay their obeisances, do they fast that day?
A koliko ljudi slijedi to pravilo da ukoliko vide sannyasi, a ne odaju poštovanje, da moraju postiti taj dan?
We would have a lot extra prasadam, I think.
I ostalo bi nam puno prasadama, ako to slijedimo.
So I don't think we actually follow that too carefully, but someone asked Prabhupada, should you do that each time you see the sannyasi? Prabhupada said, why not?
Mislim da se ne pridržavamo baš prestrogo tog pravila. A neko je pitao Prabhupada da li trebamo uvijek kad vidimo sannyasi odati poštovanje. Prabhupada je rekao, zašto da ne?
But if you know, in my case, you can just throw tomatoes.
Ali što se mene tiče, u mom slučaju možete baciti paradajze.
But it should be nice tomatoes, though.
Ali trebaju to biti finiji paradajze.
Anyway, you know, it's as a sannyasi, I tell you, it's not really, because it's not something that we look forward to. It's just done for the benefit of that person. That's all.
Ali ja vam kao sannyasi vam kažem, nije da je to nešto čemu se radujemo ili što iščekujemo. To je jednostavno tu zbog dobrobiti te osobe koja daje poštovanje.
One of the most embarrassing things that I always face is that when I come into an airport and somebody, they send some bhakta to greet me, and he's paying full dandavats in the middle of the airport, you know. And there's people, all these people walking around, and they're looking at, what's this guy doing, you know.
Jedna stvari koja najviše posramljuje je kada dođem negdje na aerodrom, yeah. I onda oni pošalju nekog baktu, mladog baktu da me dočeka, i onda eto ga tamo kako ode puni dandavat na podu, i onda ljudi prolaze i čude se šta sad ovaj ovdje radi.
I just make believe I don't even see him. I just...
Ja se onda pretvaram kao da ga nisam ni vidio uopće.
I don't know him, you know.
Ja ga ne poznam.
He must have lost something, so he's looking for it.
Mora da je nešto zagubio, pa tragiš i sada to.
It's the most embarrassing thing.
Tako je to posramljujuće nešto.
Okay. I added a few points to your question there.
Dodao sam nekoliko
stvari. Any ladies have a question? Lady next. And then, Mother Sharon, then you can go.
Just going on from the last question still. If you have a close relationship with the Shiksha Guru that walks in the room, is it just spiritual master and then you, or, you know...
I think we have to use our discretion. The point is that one's guru is a person who is connecting one to Krishna. So in that case, that if one comes in contact with that person who is connecting them to Krishna, that is called guru. So Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are considered to be two aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But see, one may have many Shiksha Gurus.
Znači, ako sam dobro razumio, pitanje je bilo da li dodamo poštovanju templu samo Diksha Guru ili Shiksha Guru. I sad odgovor je da, pa da, Diksha i Shiksha Guru u stvari su različiti aspekti jednog guru, jer guru je onaj ko povezuje s Krišnom. Međutim, opet s druge strane, možemo imati puno Shiksha Guru.
As far as I understand from these injunctions and Prabhupada's instructions, it just refers to one's initiating guru.
Koliko sam ja razumio iz tih naredbi i pravopadovih uputa, to se odnosi samo na guru koji nas je inicirao.
But even if you don't pay your obeisances to your initiating guru when he comes in, then it's not an offense not to.
Ali čak i ako ne odate poštovanje svom inicirajućem guru kad on uđe, nije uvreda ne učinite to.
But at least you should feel happy by his appearance. That you should be able to do.
Ali u najmanju ruku se trebate osjećati sretni što je on tu prisutan.
So in the same way, when our Shiksha Guru comes in, we can feel some happiness, some feeling of devotion.
Na sličan način, kad dođe naš Shiksha Guru, možemo se osjećati sretni, možemo se devocija u našem srcu probuditi.
Can you imagine, you know, everybody paying their obeisances and, you know, you're trying to go on with the arati?
Možete zamisliti kako to izgleda dok arati se odvija, a svi tu odaju poštovanje?
It's not even practical.
Nije čak niti praktično.
Therefore, obeisances are in the mind, are just as good, and therefore we should practice that also.
Poštovanje odato u umu je jednako dobro, i zato možemo prakticirati.
We can learn, that's something that's very important, learning how to give respects to others just within our mind.
To je jako bitno, naučiti odavati poštovanje ljudima, drugima u našem umu. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Andrej.
When we pay obeisances in temple, can we touch the beads of japa?
Can when we pay our obeisances in the temple room, can we? You may even touch the floor, then put your hands on their beads.
Yes.
Da, znači pitanje je da li kad odamo poštovanje i dotaknemo rukama pod u templu, da li možemo posle mantrati?
Where's my bag?
Gdje je moja torbeca, torba?
Aha. I have an all-purpose answer for that. I carry this with me. This is my squirt bottle.
Ja nosim ovo sa sobom.
So go.
Tako da si malo operem ruke.
The hands.
I onda su mi čiste ruke.
That way you touch your face, then you have to wash your hands. See? So everyone should have one of these.
Kad dotaknete lice, trebali biste oprati ruke, zato svako treba imati ovakvu bočicu.
Or you can use the purifier if it's available.
Ili možete koristiti ovaj ačaman za pročišćenje ako je dostupno.
Prabhupada was pretty strong on that. When he would see someone touch their face or touch something that is unclean and touch their beads like that, he would immediately tell them, go wash your hands.
Prabhupada used to do that? Maharaj, so yeah. Prabhupada used to do that?
He would tell them to go wash
their hands. Da, znači kad bi Prabhupada vidio da je neko dotaknuo lice ili nešto nečisto, onda uzeo džapu, onda bi on rekao, idite oprati ruke.
That's why I carry that little bottle.
Zato ja nosim tu malu bočicu.
Maybe one more connected with this. I saw some devotees that they pay obeisances like this, that they don't touch with full hand.
You can pay obeisances like this, like that, with the hands up too.
Da, znači daljnje pitanje je bilo dobro, ja sam vidio onda kako neki bhakti odaju poštovanje sa dlanovima prema dolje, ali ne dotaknuvši pod. Da, može se odati poštovanje zapravo drugačije sa dlanovima prema gore.
I think we have to see, you know, what's clean and what is unclean.
Moramo vidjeti što je čisto, što nečisto.
The floor is generally considered to be unclean.
A pod se uglavnom smatra nečistim.
Of course, another person might think, well, it's the dust of the lotus feet of all the devotees.
Dobro, neko može misliti, ali to je prašina s lotusovih stopala svih bhakta.
If you have that vision, then it's okay.
A ako imate takvu viziju, takvo razumijevanje, onda je u redu.
If you don't have that vision, I think you should carry a squirt bottle.
A ako nemate takvu viziju, onda mislim da se trebate nositi bočicu.
Yes. And there's a lot of other things too. Just like sometimes you pick up your shoes.
A ima i drugih stvari, ponekad uzmete, pomjerite svoje cipele. Pomjestite.
In India, this is really strict. There's a system that's called Jutta Ajuta. Jutta means clean, purified, and Ajuta means contaminated.
Znači, u Indiji postoji taj sistem, ta dva termina koje nisam razumio. Jedan znači čisti, drugi nečisti.
This is really strict. You're not going to like this.
I to je vrlo strog taj
you
princip.
You have your beads in when your right hand and you touch something contaminated in your left hand, that contaminates this hand too.
Ako imate,
a connection.
Ako imate džapu u desnoj ruci, a s lijevom dotaknete nešto nečisto, onda pošto postoji veza između dviju ruku, onda je desna također onečišćena.
Now that's the strict standard. Of course we don't follow that, but we should if you can.
I to je strogi standard, normalno mi ga ne slijedimo, ali trebali bismo ukoliko možemo.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I see devotees chanting and then they see something on the floor, they pick it up with their left hand. I consider that to be unclean.
A ponekad vidim da bakte mantraju, onda s lijevom rukom vide nešto na podu i podignu ga. Ja mislim da se to treba smatrati nečistim.
So we should, at least we should be conscious of, you know, the cleanliness principles and try our best. And it's not always perfect, but we should at least be aware of it, that's all.
Trebamo barem poznavati te principe čistoće i možda nećemo uvijek biti savršeni, ali trebamo ih biti svjesni.
There's this, I think, who told the story? Maybe it was Sachi Nandana Maharaj told this story about, he told it in Prabhupada Desh. It was an interesting story about Raghava Pandit.
Sachi Nandana Maharaj ispričao tu priču u Radha Deshu, to je interesantna priča Raghava Panditu.
Raghava Pandit was worshipping his deity very nicely.
On je obožavao svoje božanstvo na vrlo jedan lijep način.
Shri Shri Gornitai, Jagannath Paladev, Lady Subhadra Maharani, Palad Nrisingadev, and all the other great aspects of the Lord Kijai.
Yeah.
The story is that Raghava Pandit wanted to worship his deity by offering the finest coconuts.
Raghava Pandit je volio obožavati svoje božanstvo nudeći im najbolji mogući kokos.
So he heard that there was this place that sold these very, very first class, exquisite, best of all coconuts.
I onda je saznao da na jednom mjestu se nalaze ti prvoklasni, izuzetni, najbolji od svih kokosa.
But it was about 30 kilometers away from where he was.
Ali to je mjesto bilo 30 kilometara udaljeno od njegovog staništa.
So he went, he made an endeavor to go 30 kilometers, he bought these coconuts and he brought them back to be offered to his deity.
I otišao je do tu razdaljinu je prešao da bi nabavio te kokose i vratio ih natrag svojim božanstvima.
He cleaned the coconuts very nicely.
Jako ih je lijepo očistio.
He cut off all of the hairs, made a real first class offering.
Odrezao je što nije valjalo, prvoklasnu ponudu je pripremio.
Then he gave it to the pujari to place in front of the deities.
I onda ih je dao pujariju da ih prinese ispred božanstva.
So the pujari was carrying the plate of the coconuts into the deity room.
I onda je pujari nosio taj tu posudu s kokosovim orasima do deity rooma.
And while he was going in, he touched the top of the door with his hand.
I dok je hodao, dotaknuo je rukom
like the place, the arch over the door.
Rukom je dotaknuo kako se zove taj okvir vrata.
And then he touched the coconuts.
Onda je dotakao kokos.
Raghava Pandit saw that.
Raghava Pandit je to vidio.
He immediately stopped the pujari.
I odmah ga je zaustavio.
Says the offering has been contaminated.
Rekao je ponuda je zakontaminirana.
He took the coconuts and threw them over the wall.
Uzeo je kokos i bacio ih preko zida.
They're unfit to be offered.
Nisu više dostojni da se ponude.
So Prabhupada said, it's not that Raghava Pandit had a cleaning phobia.
A nije da je imao Raghava Pandit patio od fobije čistoće.
But he wanted to the offering to be, you know, clean for the Lord.
Već je želio da ponuda bude čista za Gospodina.
He was thinking that when people walk, the dust kicks up and then it goes up and touches the door, and therefore the feet dust is on the door, so therefore it's the coconuts are contaminated.
Misli je kad ljudi hodaju, onda se prašina podiže i zadržava se po okviru vrata. I zato su ta vrata sada zagađena sa prašinom stopala ljudi i također je kokos kontaminiran.
So again, you know, we can't really, I mean, we try to do our best in keeping a nice standard, but we're not be able to follow Raghava Pandit all the way.
Mi dajemo sve od sebe da se pridržavamo najvećeg standarda, no očito nećemo moći uvijek slijediti Raghava Pandit.
But we should try to do things as clean as possible. That's
Međutim,
important.
Trebamo se pokušati da u stvari obavimo što je moguće čišće.
Okay. Mother Shasha, you have a question? Yes. After that devotee back there.
I wanted to ask a question regarding the covering hair for the ladies in the temple room in front of the deity. Mm-hmm. Because on different places I've seen it differently. Somewhere they said it's an offensive to come in front of Krishna with your hair open, like you should cover the head. I want to know what's the proper way.
What's the other thing you heard?
Is that it should be tight, like not loose.
Well, who knows? What the ladies know?
Da li neko zna kako treba?
Madhyanti, you know the answer to that? Should be covered.
Da. Znači, da li mataji treba biti pokriveni kosu ili ne? Odgovor je da, treba biti pokrivena pred božanstvima.
Okay, so there's the answer.
Eto odgovora.
Okay. Thank you. A devotee in a yellow shirt there.
Hare Krishna. I would ask about obeisance. If I have so T-shirt like this with the Lord picture. Can I make it full Dandavat?
Who's on the bottom? You or the Lord?
No, it's the Lord.
Yeah, but when you pay your obeisances, who's on top of who?
Dakle, pitanje je bilo, da li mogu odati poštovanje kad imam majicu sa Krišnom? Maharaj pita, kada odaješ poštovanje, ko je iznad koga? Ko je na vrhu?
Think about it.
Razmisli o tome.
You're laying on Krishna.
Yes. Ako ti odeš s ovim majicom, onda ležiš na Krishna.
If you accept that a picture is non different than the Lord, then of course we accept that. And I know devotees who have the understanding that see that the Lord's picture and the Lord is also non different. And that's Prabhupada's instruction. So I would never wear those shirts.
Ja nikad ne bi nosio te majice, zato što mi imamo razumijevanje da se gospodin i njegova slika ne razlikuju i Prabhupada je tako podučavao bhakte, kako ćemo onda dodati poštovanje.
Sometimes we drink water and then we give the Lord an abhishek.
Ponekad pijemo vodu pa gospodinu damo abhishek kupamo.
And then we put it in a wash and the Lord is getting washed.
A onda ga stavimo u veš mašinu i gospodin se opere fino.
And then in India, they have the washermen, they use their feet, the what they call the dobi wallas. They wash the clothes with their using their feet.
A onda u Indiji perači rublja, peru rublje koristeći svoje stopala.
I don't like these shirts for devotees to wear.
Tako da ja mislim ne volim da bhakte nose takve.
Sometimes
majice.
We sell them in order to preach and it's nice sometimes someone is just new and they want to buy a shirt. But, you know, I mean, for one who's been practicing for a while, I think we don't need them.
Ponekad je lijepo da mi ih prodajemo, bhakte koji se zainteresirani. I dobro je za nekoga koji je nov, želi kupiti majicu, ali bhakte koji prakticiraju već neko vrijeme za njih nisu dobre.
Hare Krishna. All of a sudden we're going to have a stack of clothes piled up somewhere.
I odjednom sada ćemo imati zalihe robe negdje na slogan.
I like his shirt. His is nice.
Njegova slika, majica mi se sviđa, ona je dobra.
That one you can wear.
Takvo možete nositi.
Yeah. That's a good message.
To je dobra poruka.
Mm-hmm. If you have the Maha Mantra on the back of the shirt, now you're not laying on the shirt like that.
A ako imate Maha Mantru na leđima, onda ne ležete baš na ne ležete kako se.
That's not so bad when you have the mantra on the back.
To nije toliko strašno kada imate mantru na leđima.
But on the front, and again, you're paying your obeisances, you're putting stuff on it like that.
Ali ako imate naprijed sliku, onda kada odete poštovanje, to nije dobro.
And you go into the bathroom.
Ili idete na toalet.
Take Jagannath in the bathroom.
I vodite Jagannatha.
I'm a little strict. Some people are not so strict, but that's the way I do things.
Ja sam pomalo malo striktni. Neki ljudi nisu takvi, ali ja tako radim stvari.
I don't want to put anybody out of business.
Ne bi nikome želio upropastiti posao.
Yes. Does the lady have a question? You have a question? No? ladies for next. We're going one and one, like that. One man, one lady, like that. Okay. We have to think about this in a realistic way.
Moraš realistički pristupiti ovom problemu, ovom pitanju.
Yes.
It's a good way of propagating if you wear such a picture.
Yeah, that's the good point.
Da, to je interesantna primjedba.
So therefore you can propagate, but when you come into the temple and you have to pay your obeisances, just remove the shirt like that and then pay your obeisances, put it back on.
Dobro, to je dobro primijetio, međutim onda možeš ići van i propagirati na taj način Krišnu, ali kad dođeš u hram, skini majicu, odaj poštovanje i ponovo obuci.
Okay. It takes a little effort, but I think it's worth it.
Zahtjeva malo napora, ali mislim da je to vrijedno ulaganje napora.
Yes.
I would like to know why are some things different from what Prabhupada said, although he made clear statements about how one thing should be, why are in some temples things different from his opinion on the...
Can you give me an example?
Like you said before, that in some temples in America, Prabhus are in the front and ladies in the back.
Yeah.
Although Prabhupada said...
like that.
Something like that. This is an example.
Zašto su neke stvari drugačije od onoga što je Prabhupad htio ili rekao da budu? Neke stvari koje je Prabhupad naredio, kao na primjer, ne znam, da budu pola-pola bakte podijeljeni, ali u nekim hramima su napred muški, a pozadi žene. Zašto je to tako?
Because that's, Prabhupada said, that's the Western disease to change things.
Prabhupada je rekao, to je bolest zapadnjaka, mijenjati stvari.
He said, he quoted a statement. He said, walk on your hands, but whatever you do, change.
Citirao je neku poslovicu ili izjavu. Ako treba, hodaj na rukama, ali promijeni stvari, da nisu kao što su bile.
So that's a joke. In other words, just do something different. That's the Western mentality.
To je šala. Međutim, takav je zapadnjački mentalitet. Što god da radiš, učini to drugačije.
So even when Prabhupada was here, that was happening a lot.
Čak i dok je Prabhupada bio tu, te stvari su se dešavale like u velikoj mjeri.
In the New York temple, they made a rule, no ladies can chant japa in the temple, only the men.
Kao što su u New York hramu uveli pravilo da nijedna mataji ne smije mantrati u hramu, samo muškarci.
So all the ladies had to go chant somewhere else.
I one su sve morali ići mantrati drugdje.
So when Prabhupada found out about it, he was angry.
I kad je Prabhupada to saznao, postoje ljutit.
He said, if the brahmacharis are disturbed, let them go live in the forest.
I rekao, ako su brahmacari uznemireni, neka idu živjeti u šumu.
That's what he said. And then immediately he brought the ladies back in. So we're all, you know, we have this tendency to change things around.
I onda je on dozvolio matađima. Normalno mi imamo takve sklonosti da mijenjamo stvari.
And that's, you know, we like to do things different because we think... Prabhupada, you know, wanted us to do things in a certain way, but he wanted us to use our intelligence. Certain things you can't change, and certain things you have to understand how to apply according to time, place, and circumstance.
Normalno, Prabhupada je želio da slijedimo, ali želio da koristimo svoju inteligenciju. Neke stvari se ne mogu promijeniti, ali neke stvari trebamo sagledati kako ih primijeniti u skladu sa mjestom, vremenom i okolnostima.
And that's what it means to make progress in Krishna consciousness, to see the difference between things that are just not changeable and things that are applicable and may apply into different circumstances.
I to znači napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne. Uvidjeti razliku između stvari koje se ne mogu mijenjati i stvari koje su drugačije u različitim vremenu, mjestu i okolnostima.
Just like there's certain standards in India that are different than standards in West.
Kao što su neki standardi.
Make a distinction, you know, like that. Prabhupada didn't give this distinction a lot of times because, you know, he expected us to make the distinctions.
Kao što je Prabhupada, na primjer, kao što su neki standardi potpuno različiti u Indiji nego što su na zapadu. I Prabhupada nam nije uvijek ukazivao na razlikovanje i želi da to mi napravimo.
Bhaktivedanta Maharaj explains a lot about this in his book Harinam Chintamani, in one section where there's two kinds of devotees. The ones who take everything literally and can't function unless it's done exactly the way it's written. And there's everyone, there's another one, others that just want to change everything.
Bhaktivedanta Maharaj objašnjava te stvari u jednom dijelu svoje knjige Haridvan Čintamani. Kaže da postoje dvije vrste bhakta. Jedni jednostavno ne mogu funkcionirati ukoliko sve nije ono po knjizi izvedeno, a drugi pak žele mijenjati sve što im padne na pamet.
If you like, his book is there, you can read it, it's in Croatian. And in chapter 7, he talks about this, the distinction between, you know, those who are just so dogmatic and so strict and that they can't think outside of the rules, and those who are just want to change everything because they think everything in the material world is changing, so we should change accordingly also.
To možete pogledati na njegovoj knjizi, ima i na hrvatskom, u 7. poglavlju, gdje govori o razlici između onih koji su tako dogmatski nastrojeni i vrlo striktni i onih koji misle da se i onako sve mijenja u materijalnom svijetu, zašto ne bismo i mi mijenjali stvari.
So the medium is to be able to understand intelligently how the devotional principle applies in every circumstance. What is the best way to act in every circumstance?
Ali
and there are certain things you can change and certain things you have to understand how to apply and certain things you just can't change.
Ali zlatna sredina znači biti svjestan koje stvari se ne mogu promijeniti, a koje stvari se mogu primijeniti na različite načine u našem predanom služenju.
That's what it means to grow up. When you were a child, you know, your father tells you, okay, you do this, and then you have to do everything that way. But when you get older, you can be able to think a little bit how to do things. At the same time, still follow the father.
I to znači odrastati, jer dok ste dijete, otac vam točno kaže što trebate raditi, ali kada malo sazrijete, onda ćete moći sami odabirati i odlučivati što radite istovremeno slijedeći oca.
Okay. So there's two extremes. We have to find, we have to understand what is the actual understanding, and that takes some intelligence sometimes.
Dakle, tako postoje ta dva ekstrema. Međutim, potrebno je malo inteligencije da bismo sagledali kako zaista djelovati u sredini.
Yes.
I saw often when, for instance, lecture is on, and then curtain opens, and then often devotees pay 5 anga dandavats, and one more is during the lecture, the devotee comes into the temple room, and then he pays obeisances with the pranam loudly. So I'm wondering.
During the temple service, he plays his obeisances.
No, during the lecture.
No, the second question.
Second question.
Yeah, what was that?
He wants that I
okay.
Say again the first question.
First one.
So the first one is, for instance, a curtain. Opens, and then I saw lot of devotees pay 5 anga dandavats. It is okay or not, I wonder. And second question is, I saw also that a devotee come in the temple room during the lecture, and then he pay obeisances and loudly say, not so loudly, but I can hear it, and it is disturbing for me. He say pranams, so I wonder if it is okay. Pitao sam da li kako se bhakta ponaša kada je na primjer se otvorio.
The first one is that if you're engaged in hearing the class, nasta prayesha abhijesha nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhagavatam is none different than Krishna. So if you're honoring Bhagavatam by hearing class and the deities appear, you may just acknowledge that they appear in your mind. It's not necessary to pay obeisances.
Znači, prvo pitanje, a ukoliko slušate Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam nije različit od Krišne i zbog toga, kada se božanstva pojave tokom lekcije, onda ne morate odavati poštovanje. Dovoljno je da možete odati poštovanje gospodinu jednostavno klimnuši glavom.
It's not necessary. If one does it, it's not that they should be considered wrong, but it's really not necessary. If too many people do it, then it disturbs the class.
Nije nužno. Ukoliko neko oda poštovanje, onda to nije pogrešno. Međutim, kada previše ljudi to napravi, uznemirenje je za predavača i za lekciju.
I think we should at least acknowledge the appearance of the Lord in our mind, but again, we may go like this. And I think that's fine.
Možemo barem u svome umu, kao u određenom smislu, primijetiti pojavu gospodina ili možemo tako sklopljenih ruku klimnuti glavom.
The point is, you're serving the Lord by hearing Bhagavatam, so that is a service.
Jer ideja iza svega je da vi služite gospodina slušajući Bhagavatam, jer to jeste služba.
Also, just I'll give you another example. You reminded me with your question. Just like maybe we're chanting the Nisringa prayers and the curtains close and we're still chanting. And you don't have to pay your obeisances at that time. You can continue with the prayers because it's in that way you're honoring the Lord by chanting the names.
I još jedan primjer, podsjetio si me sa svojim pitanjem. Naprimjer, dok pijamo Nrisimha molitve i ukoliko se zavijesa zatvori, mi u tome trenutku ne moramo odavati poštovanje zato što je onako slavimo gospodina pjevajući njegovo ime.
Okay, so I don't think it's necessary. If you really feel overwhelmingly full of devotion, can't restrain yourself, then, you know, then if you do it, it's not wrong, but I don't think it's necessary.
Normalno, znači, ukoliko se osoba osjeća preplavljenom ljubavlju i ne može se uzdržati, onda može odati poštovanje, to nije pogrešno, ali uglavnom nije nužno.
And as far as devotees paying, Prabhupada says we should chant prana mantras out loud, but not loud.
I što se tiče odavanja poštovanja, Prabhupada je rekao da trebamo, sad ja ne mogu tu razliku uhvatiti, izgovarati mantru glasno, ali ne preglasno.
Yeah, I think if everyone is chanting, paying their obeisances, and sometimes we're chanting different mantras, if we're chanting really loud, then we might, you know, make it difficult for others to pay attention to their mantras like that, or disturbing. So we should chant loud enough so we can hear it, but at the same time not loud.
Znači da, poštovanje trebamo odavati dovoljno glasno da možemo čuti, ali istovremeno ne preglasno, tako da ne bismo uznemiravali druge.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Mother Petra? Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
I was wondering if it's offensive if devotees chant on their beats during kirtan or maybe bhajans.
Pitala sam da li je uvredljivo ukoliko bhakte mantra, pitala sam da li je uvredljivo ukoliko bhakte mantraju na japi za vrijeme kirtana ili bhajana.
It's not offensive, it's just rude.
Nije uvredljivo, ali je grubo, nepristojno.
If you're in kirtan or, you know, and you're in the temple, and something's, you know, you should be part of the program. If you're not, if you want to chant, go out and chant.
Ako ste već u hramu, onda budete dio programa. A ako želite mantrati, možete ići van i mantrati.
Okay. It was, you know, everybody's doing everything they want to do. It's how do we stay together as a group? We're trying to focus. That's why we have programs. I mean, programs means everyone's part of the program. If you're going to be there, might as well be part of it. If you don't want to be part of it, then don't be there.
Ako svako radi ono što mu je volja, onda kako ćemo se ujediniti kao grupa? To je i smisao programa, da se usredsredimo na jednu stvar. I ukoliko želiš biti dio toga, budi tamo. Ukoliko ne, nemoj.
Okay. There's another question from the men's side. Sajjana Ashraya.
Yes, Maharaj, is regarding the chanting of japa. I heard that if you touch this part of the ear, you get purified. It is true or not?
Do we get touched?
This.
Is it that easy to get purified?
Čuo sam da je, ako se dodirneš, da, ako dodirneš kako se to resicu uha desnog, da se pročistiš. Mareš pita šta je tako lako se pročistiti.
I'd be doing that all day.
Cijeli dan bi se tamo držao.
Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, but I don't know how.
Gospodin Chaitanya je jako milostiv, ali ne znam do koje mjere.
I don't know how much that mercy extends in that regard. You're just saying by touching your ear, you become purified during japa?
No, I mean...
There's a statement by Krishna Kshetra Prabhu. You can explain it.
There is a tradition, and I don't know the origins of it, but there is a... let's say a Puranic tradition that the right ear represents Mother Ganga, and that for ritual purposes, if there's no water available, then this is a gesture of purification.
If there's no water available.
Yeah, there's ritual is all about substitution of
right.
When you don't have this, you do that. If you don't have that, do that.
Mm.
That's all.
Okay.
That's about.
Dakle, tako postoji ta tradicija puranička, ne znam kada je, iz čega je potekla, međutim, za vrijeme izvođenja nekog rituala, ukoliko voda nije dostupna, onda je to kao jedan akt pročišćenja, jer u ritualu je puno stvari, rituali imaju puno veze sa tim različitim zamjenama, ukoliko nema što, učiniš ovo.
I would have to ask you, Krishna Kshetra, should we follow that?
I ja te trebam pitati sada, da li mi to trebamo slijediti?
I mean, should we use that consideration?
Trebamo uzeti u obzir tu stvar? Odozdo. Ne kažem njemu.
I do it sometimes, but you know, it's not like something we should make a GBC resolution about. It's a really it's a very minor point and.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, I have my squirt bottle I carry.
I feel better if I feel like I need, you know, to purify my hands. I feel better if there's actual water.
Da, dakle, ja to ponekad koristim, međutim, nije sad to neka bitna stvar da trebamo oko toga donijeti GBC rezoluciju. Maharaj kaže, ja imam svoju bočicu za vodu, a Krišna Kshetra pravo da, ja se puno bolje osjećam kad mogu oprat ruke nego kad diram uho.
Okay. I feel better too.
I meni je, i ja se tako bolje osjećam.
One more question. One of the ladies had a question. I thought I saw. Was it? Okay, Sharon. Okay, Madayanti. We have to, I'm trying to find someone who hasn't asked the question yet. Madayanti, I think... that would be one question and then your question, then we have to end. Okay. I can hear you.
Live?
You have to go fast. Run. Okay.
Pa u današnje vrijeme, kao što smo čuli, jutro se neko rekao od svamija da je preko 90%, 99% članova kongregacije. Nekada je bilo mnogo lakše slijediti živeći u templu, jel, sva pravila i etiketu. Na koji način možemo nekako da napravimo, koji su to minimumi standarda za našu kongregaciju koja bi trebala da slijedi? To je zapravo ono što mi pokušavamo napraviti, neki minimalni standard koji bi kongregacija trebala da slijedi.
As we have heard this morning, over 90% of the devotees are part of congregation, and for the temple resident it is much more easier to follow strict standards. What is the minimum standard that should be followed by the congregational members?
You mean within their homes?
U svojim domovima?
Yeah, in the homes.
I just think the understanding is just try to do your best. I don't think you can follow the exact strict standards in the temple as you have in your home. It's just not practical. But you should one should at least try to be as clean and as, what we say, as... regular as possible in our home worship. Should be regular and should be clean.
Da, kod kuće trebamo dati sve od sebe. Možda nećemo moći slijediti najviše hramske standarde, ali trebamo se truditi da budemo što čišći i što redoviti to možemo pri svom obožavanju.
Like that. We can't impose strict temple standards in home worship.
Ne možemo nametnuti stroge hramske standarde pri kućnom obožavanju.
It's just not practical.
Nije praktično.
But we at the same time we should have some standard, and I think we just have to use our intelligence how to do things clean as possible, and at the same time I think the most important thing is we should be regular in our worship. Things should be done regularly.
Ali neke stvari moramo, neke standarde moramo imati i mislim da je najbitnije biti što čišći je moguće i sljedeća stvar vrlo je bitno da budemo redovni.
I samo kratko još. To znači isto da bi mislim da bi se kongregacija znala mislim da bi znala slijediti etiketu, znači da je moramo obrazovati jer kada dođe od kuće u tempel, onda bi morali bakte znati kako da se ponašaju.
But it also means that the congregational members should be educated properly, since when they come at the temple from their homes, they should be informed how to behave themselves properly.
Yeah, of course. And it wouldn't hurt to have a, you know, a little manual about, you know, proper etiquette in home worship. We could also, that would be at least some guidelines, some practical experiences, some understandings, and maybe use that as a, you know, as a guideline for operations.
Da, naravno.
Somebody could write that or, you know, gather information from different. See, the standard for Grihasthas is the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatan Goswami. And that is the rules and regulations, mostly for Grihasthas. Of course, there's others in there, but in there is a lot as far as, you know, worship.
Da, naravno. Bilo bi lijepo kada bi imali neki priručnik za bakte, u kojima će biti opisani te principi obožavanja kod kuće i koje bi oni mogli slijediti, ali uglavnom naš standard za grihaste dolazi iz Hari Bhakti Vilasa, iako su i mnoge druge stvari tamo opisane.
Okay, so I think we have to stop. You can ask me your question after, because I'm Krishna Shetra is here, and we did go a little over time. I was supposed to finish about 1:15, I think. Okay, so thank you very much. I think we have to stop. You can ask me your question after, because I'm Krishna Shetra is here, and we did go a little over time. I was supposed to finish it.
Poznamo se etiketu da postanemo malo svjesni što se tiče naših aktivnosti u svjesnosti Krišne.
And the most important principle of all principles is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna.
A najvažniji od svih principa je uvijek se sjećati Krišne i nikad ga ne zaboraviti.
And these points of etiquette are meant to help us remember Krishna in different ways, in different situations, by practicing the way to best serve the Lord by practicing both the devotion and the etiquette in the service.
A ovi pravila etikete nam pomažu da se bolje sjećamo gospodina primjenjujući ih u različitim oblastima službe.
Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.